It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. Glad we could be together again today. You know what might be in here? One of my neighbors needed some help with cleaning. So I just took this little vacuum sweeper and helped out. Want to see how it works? See it? Long thing there. I have to plug it in first. This is where you store the cord when you're not using it. Are you ready for the noise? This is how you turn it on here. You ready? You have to be ready when somebody turns on the vacuum sweeper because it does make a noise. I think over here could use some sweeping. Good. Oh, it was dusty. Hey, look here. I wondered where that little tiger was. Yeah, there you were hiding in the couch. Just walk along on the couch. Well, that's a find. Never know what you'll find in the couch. I'll put the cushions back. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's go see who that is. Roll you over there. Oh, it's Chuck Aver. Hello, hi, Fred.
How are you today?
Good. Come on in.
So I apologize for not calling first, but I was talking to Mr. McFeely, and he told me that you have a small vacuum sweeper, and I wondered if I could borrow it for a while.
Of course. I was just showing it to my television neighbor.
Oh, I don't want to take it if you're using it right now.
I'm all finished. As a matter of fact, when I was sweeping the couch over there, look what I found. A lost tiger.
My. He reminds me of Daniel Striped the Tiger.
Uh-huh. Me too. Would you have a minute to sing a song to this tiger and to our television neighbor?
Why, certainly. How about, you are my friend, you are special. Exactly, that's a sign for friend. Mm-hmm. You are my friend, you are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend, you're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world, you are special.
So are you.
Well, thank you. And you are a friend for loaning this sweeper to me.
I'd be glad to get it packed up for you.
Oh,
if
that's
we can
great.
Do that together.
Sure, I'd be glad to help you.
First unplug it.
All right, I'm helping at the art gallery today, and they have a lot of cleaning to do over there.
Well, it seems you're always helping somebody, Chuck.
Oh, I'd like to.
Get this prepared for moving.
The cord goes right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then you just put it in this way into that bag.
Oh, all right. Terrific.
Fits pretty well in there.
Right. I'll either return the sweeper myself, or I'll ask Mr. McFeely to bring it to you, all right?
That's fine.
Good. Okay.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for the song.
Oh, you're very welcome. Bye for now.
Have a good day.
You too.
Lots of sweeper help going on in this neighborhood today. In the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time. Let's have some make-believe. Oh, there's a telephone. Hello? Hi, Mrs. McFeely. Yes, we're just about to have some make-believe. Well, could we come over after that? Good. Well, thank you very much. We'll see you then. It's Mrs. McFeely's puppy sitting for a neighbor. She thought we might like to see the puppies, so we'll do that after make-believe. We'll get the trolley. Okay, trolley. Why don't we make-believe something about daytime and nighttime, and helping, and tigers, and puppies, and anything we want to think about as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe. Ready, trolley? Okay.
Yes, hello, trolley.
Yes, trolley. Scintillate. Scintillate, diminutive stellar orb.
What does that mean, Daddy?
Oh, it means a shine, shine, little star.
That sounds nice. Maybe I could use that in my poem.
Oh, I suggest you make up your own poem, Prince Tuesday, your own poem.
Oh, Daddy, you're so good at it. Please help me write my poem for school.
Son, a prince should never ask for help.
Oh, all right. I just thought you might give me a few words.
Farewell, future king, and sometime poet.
Farewell, Daddy. When the sun goes down and the clouds roll by, when the sun goes down and the clouds roll by.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hi, Mother.
It's soon time for your bed.
Oh, I know, but I haven't finished my homework.
Oh, is there any way I could help?
Daddy says that a prince should never ask for help.
Not even when a prince needs help?
I guess not. Not even when he has to write a poem.
Well, you come into bed as soon as you can, because nighttime's coming.
I will, Mother.
I love you, son. Whenever you need help, and whenever you don't need help, I love you.
Thanks, Mother. When the sun goes down and the clouds roll by and nighttime comes around, I think of all my
neighbors.
Bob Doug, you scared me.
I'm sorry, Prince, but I was on my way to bed and I saw you over
here.
Who
is that with you?
This is my soft puppy, Christopher Jose. Going to say hello to Prince?
Hello, Prince Tuesday.
Hello, Christopher Jose.
I think all my neighbors with every little sound. Hope you have a good night.
Thanks. I hope you do, too.
Christopher Jose loves poetry.
Well, I guess he doesn't know it, but that love of his finished my homework.
Well, he's very pleased, but he's very tired, aren't you? Okay, so we'll see you next time.
Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Adios. Good try.
Adios.
Nice, nice try.
Adios to you, too. Gee, it's getting dark. I'd better go to bed, too. When the sun goes down and the clouds roll by and nighttime comes around, I think of all my neighbors with every little sound. Oh, I finished my homework, Mother. I'm coming right in. Sometimes you get help even when you don't ask for it.
What in the world is going on out here?
Hi, Lady Elaine. I borrowed this sweeper and had a little extra time, so I thought I'd just help around the neighborhood.
Who told you I needed any sweeping?
Why, nobody. I just thought that...
Well, before you start helping people, you ought to ask them if they want it.
I was only trying to...
Very trying. Now just boogie on off. It's time for bed.
Hi, Daniel. I hope I didn't waken you.
Oh, no. I was just finishing my homework. What are you doing?
Well, I was trying to be helpful.
Keeping the neighborhood clean?
I thought so, but Lady Elaine said she didn't want my help.
Well, she might not, but I sure do. I could use a lot of sweeping, outside and inside.
Oh, Daniel, you're such an understanding tiger.
You're my friend, Neighbor Aver.
In the daytime.
In the nighttime.
Anytime you feels the right time.
For a sweep at this clock. Wow, that's pretty loud.
It is, but it won't hurt you.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. I wouldn't bring anything here that would hurt anybody.
I didn't think you would.
Is it all right if I turn it on again?
Yes, I'm ready for it now.
Okay.
It's better, you know, when you're ready for it.
It works well.
I'll say it does.
And as you see, it doesn't hurt anybody.
No. Mr. Aber?
Yes, Daniel?
Does Lady Elaine know that it won't hurt anybody?
I'm not sure that she does. I think you're on to something, Daniel. I might just ask her the next time I see her.
Good. Oh, there's the trolley.
Oh, yes. I'll see if it needs any track sweeping.
Well, I hope you have a good night, Neighbor Aber.
Hope you do too, Daniel.
Thanks. I'll give you an ugga-mugga.
Oh, thanks.
Ugga-mugga.
Ugga-mugga. I feel much better.
You're always welcome here.
I know. Thanks.
Good night.
Good night to you, Daniel.
Good night.
Hi. It's a vacuum sweeper. Oh, yes, it makes a noise, but it won't hurt you. Why, I'd be glad to. Right along the tracks here? All right. Here goes. How's that? You're welcome. Good night to you too, Charlie. I must get back to Westwood, so I'll see you next time.
Do you suppose Lady Elaine was scared of the sweeper noise, but she just didn't want to say so? Well, we'll make believe more about that next time. Right now, I need to feed the fish. And what about Prince Tuesday? His dad told him that a prince should never ask for help. What do you think about that? Would you ask somebody for help if you needed help with something? I would. Well, right now, I think we should go to the McFeelys and see the puppies. Shall we do that together? Come along to the McFeelys. Miss McFeely.
Hi, Fred. Look, this is Shelby eating her lunch
here. She's a big dog.
And look at Shelby's babies.
Oh, aren't they wonderful? These are all her babies?
Yes.
They were all born at the same time?
16 days ago. And you know what they do?
What?
They sleep a lot.
Look at them sleeping. Look at the kind of quivering.
You know what Mrs. Riggins, their owner, says?
What?
That's dreaming when they do
when
that.
When they go like that?
Mm-hmm. Dreaming and growing.
I wonder what they dream about.
I'd like to know.
Is it all right if I touch them?
Sure.
So soft.
You know, you can't really play with a newborn puppy too much.
Oh, you can't play with
them? You can't really play with them. They really just eat and sleep. That's what they do the most of.
Is it all right to pick one up?
You can pick one up, sure.
I'll be very careful.
You do have to be careful. With babies and with puppies.
Oh my. Are you sleeping? Beautiful puppies you are. So tired, huh?
Aren't they fun just to look at?
I should say. And you're puppy sitting them today?
Yep, they're going to be with us overnight. Because you have to take very, very good care of newborn puppies.
Mm-hmm. Looks like the mother is very protective.
Mm-hmm. She watches over them, and she makes sure they don't wander off.
Look, she's lying down right with them.
Mm-hmm. She's cleaning them up.
Feel that one just sucking on my finger.
Uh-huh. They like to do that.
Speedy delivery.
Here comes David.
Speedy delivery. I was just about to deliver this vacuum sweeper to your place.
Oh, you mean Chuck Abert is finished with it?
He's finished with it, and he thanks you for the loan.
Well, you sure have some beautiful puppies that you're sitting today.
Betsy's always helping somebody.
Well, if people ask for help, I like to try and do it, and boy, is this fun.
Shelby and her pups.
Yeah.
She's a good mom. Yeah. Seems you're always doing something for somebody.
Oh, incidentally, would you like me to look for that tape that shows people making vacuum sweepers?
Is there one?
There is.
Oh, I'd like to see that
Well, I'll search it out.
Thank you very much. Look at this one coming over here.
Yeah, I'm waking up.
Here they go. There you go. They are waking up. They were really sleeping for a while, Mr. McFeely. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see that tape.
All right.
But it sure has been fun to see these puppies.
Oh, I'm glad you came over. It's a special day here.
I'll say. Thanks so much.
Well,
okay.
See you later.
There's the vacuum sweeper.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye, Shelby. Congratulations.
Speedy delivery.
Those newborn puppies are like newborn babies. They just like to sleep and eat. They don't play much at all. No. But, you know, I like to visit with the McFeelys. Do you have some favorite neighbors where you live? I mean, real neighbors with whom you can talk and play and ask for help if you need it? I hope so. I like to think of all kinds of helpers in our world. Thank you. What kinds of things are you good at helping with? I remember one child telling me one day, Mr. Rogers, I'm only 4 years old, but I can do some kind things. Well, she was learning to be a helper, and I trust that you are too. I'm glad to have you as a television neighbor. Gives me a good feeling to know that we can share many things together. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. And I will. I'll be back next time. And then we'll be together again. Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.